Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Almost everyone has a stake in what Congress eventually does or doesn't do about tax reform. But David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project says one item in the House tax reform bill has gotten special attention from government leaders in Stanton.
Any tax credit bill is going to have winners and losers, and the people in Stanton feel like one particular part of this tax bill would make them losers. There's a small city. It's kind of outside the really growing, vibrant economic areas of the state. But one thing Stanton does have is chock full of history.
Which brings us to the federal tax credit for buying and renovating historic buildings. David, in the story by Laura Peters with the Stanton News Leader, the city says that is a very important tool in attracting private investment, and the House version of tax reform would end it.
City Council in Stanton has written to the congressional delegation asking them to reconsider this, saying, stressing the importance of the historic tax credit. The story says that in the last 15 years, more than 50 properties have received funding from the program. That's investments that might not have happened otherwise. And there are two big projects that are on the horizon. One is the old Beverly Hotel in downtown, and another is an old steam plant that's has been purchased, and there's plans to turn that into a brewery and restaurant.
Now, the argument they're making in Stanton is that projects like the ones you've just mentioned will generate enough tax revenue over time so that the government will actually make money off the tax credit.
That's the point they want to make, that even though this does cost tax dollars, the overall long-term effect is a positive return. So people in Stanton will be keeping close look to see if this historic tax credit is preserved.
Senator Tim Kaine, for one, says he supports the tax credit and he'll do what he can to protect it in the Senate. Homelessness is an issue everywhere in our country. And David, in Portsmouth, there are now police officers whose specific duty is to monitor and interact with the homeless.
Right. This story is written by Anna Lay. She's a reporter with the Virginian Pilot, and she spent a morning with the homeless outreach team in Portsmouth. The main thing is response to complaints from store owners and business people that are in the historic old part of Portsmouth along the High Street corridor, people loitering and hanging out all day.
The story says loitering laws in Portsmouth are somewhat loose. Now, that being the case, how much can police really do?
Really not much they can do except talk to them and encourage them to get services and find places where they can get a warm meal and a bed. The reporter, Anna Lay, wrote, most just want to sit and drink, occasionally panhandle, and sometimes use or sell drugs.
But that doesn't mean this program hasn't done any good. The story cites one man who credits homeless outreach officers with helping him overcome drug addiction. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.